to establish the diagnosis, the pathognomonic mucocutaneous lesions combined with one of the following: either six or more facial papules, of which three or more must be trichelymomas, cutaneous facial papules and oral mucosa papillomatosis, oral mucosal papillomatosis and acral keratosis, six or more palmoplantar keratosis. So by this we mean that pathognomonic mucocutaneous lesions should be combined with one of these four features, then it will confirm the diagnosis of Cowden syndrome. Or we can say that two or more major criteria are fulfilled, one major and three or more minor criteria fulfilled, or four or more minor criteria fulfilled will confirm the diagnosis of Cowden. If in a family where one individual meets the diagnostic criteria, we are going to look for the features of the Cowden syndrome in the family as well. So other relatives are considered to have Cowden syndrome if they meet any of the following criteria, in which either the pathognomonic criteria should be fulfilled, or any one major criteria with or without any minor criteria, two minor criteria, or a history of Banayan-Raleigh-Revel-Cabot syndrome, which is another peat and hematometer syndrome. So if in any one of the family members of Cowden syndrome have satisfied the diagnostic criteria in the family members, we are going to look for the features as well for earlier diagnosis and to prevent the complications, especially the malignancies which are associated with it.